Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 17th of July. The Holy Spirit is in us. The Holy Spirit comes into a person's spirit when they choose to accept the amazing invitation of sonship. He is now in them as well as being with them. The Holy Spirit comes into the believer's spirit as the spirit of adoption, enabling them to call God my Father. Summarizing this wonderful waypoint of salvation, the Apostle Paul declared, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba Father." When the Holy Spirit comes into our spirit, enabling us to cry Abba Father, we have been sealed with the Spirit. By this means, the Father has marked us as belonging to Him as a Son of Man. The Spirit is the seal of ownership by the Father, even before our spirit has been born again of incorruptible seed. Wonderfully, having been sealed with the Spirit, we become a temple for the Holy Spirit. He worships the Father and the Son at the altar of our conscience, which is a faculty of our spirit, enabling us to participate in this same fellowship of worship. Receiving the Holy Spirit who dwells in us is the first implication of baptism or immersion into the Holy Spirit. This is what it means to receive the first fruits of the Spirit. Wonderfully, Paul said that receiving the first fruits of the Spirit is a guarantee that if we walk by the Spirit, we will receive our eternal inheritance as a son of God and be brought to glory as a man in the image and likeness of God. The beginning of the assurance that belongs to those who are immersed in the Spirit and are becoming spiritual is that the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are a son of God by adoption. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 8 verse 15, Ephesians chapter 1 verses 13 and 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19, Romans chapter 8 verse 23, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 21 and 22, and Hebrews chapter 2 verses 10 and 11. For further study, 2 Timothy chapter 1.